In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to have all you with us today. It's the 10th Sunday after Trinity. It's a Sunday, special Sunday for us. We have the baptism of Hunter James Steffen, and we're going to learn about and sing many baptismal hymns, but learn that life which Christ gives to us in baptism, and that which he frees us from. It's a life of liberty, freedom from sin. And so that'll be the basis of our sermon. Now with that freedom, let us sing joyfully this opening hymn, 593, See This Wonder in the Making.
Wonder in the making, God himself this child is taking, as a lamb safe in his keeping, is to be awake or sleeping. Miracle each time it happens, as the door to heaven opens,
and the Father
beams beloved, heirs of gifts the King would covet. Far more tender than a mother, far more caring than a father, God into your arms we place him, with your love and peace embrace him. Here we bring a child of nature, home we take a newborn creature. Precious son or daughter, born again by word and water.
The families invited for, as well as the witnesses and sponsors, and all the children of the congregation are welcome to come and sit in these front pews. Here, I'll give this to Jake. Yeah, you can stand on both sides. It's fine. Just balance it out like a wedding, right? I know, usually we sit up there, yes, but we're going to sit in the front pew. All right. Very good. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Therefore, thou unclean spirit, depart and make room for the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How is the child named? Okay. Hunter James Steffen, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Hunter according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the sponsors. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Sponsors, is it your intention to serve Hunter James as sponsors in the Christian faith? If so, answer yes with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace, fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hunter, the Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth, and forevermore. Amen. Speaking on behalf of Hunter and the faith in which he has and is being baptized into, we confess, Hunter, do you renounce the devil? Yes, I renounce him. We can all confess together. Do you renounce the devil's works? Yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all his ways? Yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Yes, I believe. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Hunter James, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's not too warm. It's good. Of course I know the words, I'm just making sure I'm in the right spot. Okay. Hunter James Stephan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Receive this white garment to show that you have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sins. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Jim, receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven. In the Holy Christian Church and Apostolic Church, we receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Hunter the new birth and holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the parents. Lord and giver of life, look with kindness upon the father and mother of Hunter and upon all our parents. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Enable them to be teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen them in their own baptism, that they may share eternally with their children in salvation you have given them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Family and sponsors may return to your seats. You're welcome to blow out the candle for now. And the children, you also may return to your seats. And we have a special song, sung not only for the baptism, but also in honor of Martin and Janine by their family. Go ahead.
See your life unfold. I
Thanks be to God. Congregation, please stand. We continue with the introit.
I call to God and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. My heart is in anguish within me. My fears of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I call to God, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory,
and peace to all the earth. Good will for God in heaven, proclaim that Jesus heard. He brings the blessed Father.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such a measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the 10th Sunday after Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 8. You shall say to them, "Thus says the Lord, when men fall, do they not rise again? If one turns away, does he not return? Why then has this people turned away into perpetual black backsliding? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. I have paid attention." Oh, I'm reading the wrong one. Pardon me. Not what's printed there. Sorry. Alternative reading, Jeremiah 7. All good. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice with one another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Romans chapters 9 and 10. St. Paul writes, "What shall we say then? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law," and by end he means telos, which is kind of its goal, its aim, its fulfillment, its purpose, right? "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I make a point there with verse 4 because a lot of people say Christ is the end of the law, therefore we can do whatever we want now, right? That's not the end he's talking about. Talking about the fulfillment, right? Elsewhere he says in Matthew, "I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill," right?
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus drew near and saw the city, Jerusalem, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation." And Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn, "Baptized into Your Name Most Holy." Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the appointed head of his Father's household, who drives out all thieves and robbers, and yet gladly welcomes little children to come to him, for such is the kingdom of God. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. As one of our Lord's chief stewards, one untimely born, he says, The Apostle Paul exhorts the whole house of God, saying, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor those habitually drunk, nor verbal abusers, nor scammers will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6. We know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. And although many so-called Christians know this, they not only do them themselves, but give approval to those who practice them. Romans chapter 1. They say, "Don't worry. We are delivered. We have Jesus. God's wrath will not come upon us. He doesn't care what we sinners do. Christ is the end of the law. We can do whatever we want now. As long as we love Jesus, we will be okay." Anyone who tries to warn us otherwise is a Pharisee. Those who believe this, the sentiment, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. In their craftiness, they scam the weak and the young and pass off their false gospel, a gospel of freedom, as if it were the truth. They turn God's house into a den of robbers. "Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord." Jeremiah. But thanks be to Jesus, the head of God's household, who drives out these thieves and robbers and will, in the end, shut the door on them forever. Their end is destruction. In our gospel account for today, Jesus foretells of such destruction. Through many tears, our Lord prophesied of what would soon take place in Jerusalem, some 40 years after his ascension. In 70 AD, Jerusalem, the most celebrated city in all the East, came to a miserable and lamentable end. Our Lord's word proved true. The first century historian Josephus recorded this firsthand. His account is horrid. It's worse than any genocide or Holocaust. But this destruction of Jerusalem, as bad as it was, is nothing compared to what is coming. The end of all things is at hand. The head of our household is returning. And when he returns, he will shut that door of his kingdom. Those who pretend to know him will begin standing outside the door, knocking, saying, "Lord, open to us." He will answer, "I do not know where you are from." Then they will begin to say, "We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." And yet he will say, "I do not know where you are from. Leave me, all you evildoers." In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When they see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets of the kingdom, whose word they denied, they'll see them in the kingdom of God. But they themselves will be thrown out, cast into that place of unquenchable fire. Luke chapters 3:13. Therefore Jesus says, "Strive to enter through that narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." So then, my brethren, let us take heed of our Lord's word, and so listen also to those who have already entered that narrow door, the ones whom Jesus has sent to us, his prophets and apostles like Jeremiah and St. Paul, who correct us and warn us to flee from that wrath to come. They all say in one accord that everyone who makes a practice of sinning, everyone who remains unrepentant and proud in his sins, everyone who with a cold heart continues to turn a blind eye to his brother caught in a transgression, all these men together shall be shut out and sent away. They are warped and deceived, children of the devil and not of God. But for this reason, the Son of God appeared, to destroy the works of the devil. Yes, I renounce them, we say. And he came to save us children through that liberating new birth in his name. By water and his word, we are the children of God. Free children, free from the devil's grasp, free from the bondage to sin, free from death's prison, free to live a renewed life, a life of love and service in our Father's house forever. At one time, O baptized of the Lord, you belonged to the devil. You were slaves to sin, bondservants to your fleshly passions. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 6. As baptized children, as a baptized child, you are no longer an unrighteous sinner set for destruction. No, you are God's righteous child, a childlike hunter who will inherit the kingdom. All you who believe and are baptized shall not be found on the wrong side of the door of paradise. No, when our Lord comes, you will be found inside with him, having been saved from all the thieves and robbers who sought to lead you into great transgressions and unbelief. The day of destruction is coming. But until it is here, we must be careful how we walk. We must listen to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets. We must not become partakers with those who practice these abominations and with those who deceive the weak and the young with a gospel of freedom that is not from our Lord. Listen to the Apostle Peter then. He says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among our neighbors honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Thus writes Peter. So what does it mean to be free? To do good? Well, today in particular, we have learned from Christ and the apostles and prophets, namely that this is good. That when you see a brother caught in any sin or transgression, you who are spiritual should go and restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Galatians 6. Every Christian is called by God for this purpose, to care for your neighbor. To care about the man you know who is bound to sin, enslaved to his passions. To care for him. You like seeing him that way? No. You want him to be free. You also have a care for that woman that you know who approves of those who practice such abominations. To care for them. In Christ Jesus, you have been given a new heart to love them. Out of love, then, go to these brothers and sisters of ours and warn them to amend their ways and their deeds. Go privately to your erring brother or sister, and in a one-on-one conversation, not on Facebook, not in the presence of a family meal, a one-on-one conversation, and say, "Brother, I love you. Therefore, I must tell you that this sin that you've made a practice of doing and approving of, it's dangerous. Christ and Jeremiah and St. Paul, they all say that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I don't want that for you." And then after speaking the reproof, we Christians also confess this word, the word of true liberation. "Brother, Christ sets you free from that sin. He died for you and shed his blood to forgive you. He has washed you. He has sanctified you, made you holy. He has justified you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." If your brother listens to you, you have gained your brother. If he does not, then come and find me, and then we will go together. This pattern, my brethren, this is the pattern which Christ has laid down for us. Matthew chapter 18, if you want to look it all up again. It's a pattern which he's shown forth in his prophets and apostles and those who have gone before us in the faith. This pattern for restoring our brother is not the work of a Pharisee, right? When I do these things, I'm called a Pharisee. I repeat, going to your brother and warning him about his sin and its consequences and telling him about the true freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, this is not the work of a Pharisee. A Pharisee wouldn't care about restoring a sinner. He'd count him already gone, right? At most, he might say, "Sinner, you need to live a godly life," which you're not doing and you never can. But a Pharisee will not, I repeat, will not mention Jesus or the gospel. Instead, a Pharisee would have you believe that your righteousness is by means of works, by either abstaining from sin or by striving to do some good. But the pattern we have received is not the guidebook of a Pharisee. It's the instruction of our Lord. Therefore, in warning our erring brothers and sisters, we do not direct them to a righteousness based on works, but to that righteousness which is ours in Christ Jesus through faith in his name. For Jesus is the end. That means the telos, the fulfillment and completion of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Beloved, Christ is our righteousness. He is the head of our household, the one who sets us free, the one who keeps our liberty, preserves it, and who graciously grants us to be his servants, no longer servants of sin, but servants of God. More than servants, brothers, his brothers, who in turn seek for the liberation of all our brethren, for those already within the house, and also for those who have yet to come, like little Hunter, whom our Lord welcomed into his family, his household, today. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Everyone's invited to a come-and-go bridal shower today from 1 to 2:30. Information's there on the top of the announcements in your bulletin. There's an open house for Martin and Jeannie Glinky. That's today as well from 2 to 4. A note there for cemetery flowers. Please take a look at that. And a baby shower, which will be next this coming Saturday. Oh, I will say, we've added to our prayers Brett Wilkinson's mother and father. They were in a car accident with Jade and Levi were in the back as well, and they have some injuries as well, but not as severe as Brett's mom and dad. They're off now. They said, we wish we were here for the baptism. We really wanted to be here, so they send their love. They actually came yesterday and set up communion for us. You guys, I can do that. Go take care of your family. They're such servants. Wow. So give thanks to God for them, but also pray for their family as they continue to recover from this car accident. And Jade is stubborn. She broke 3 ribs, but she didn't want to miss out on like Girl Scouts. So they're up in 4.5 hours up north in Minnesota right now, she and Emma, and just taking Advil and Tylenol and trying to keep on keeping on. She didn't want to get that taken away from her. I would just be home crying probably. Broken ribs. Ow. So they'll be in our prayers today. Congregation, please stand as we continue with the prayer of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives, and for all families from generation to generation, especially for the Martin's birthday and Martin Jeannie's 55th anniversary, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Tristan, Holly, Heather, and Anjali, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Max, Scott, Carrie, Mike, for Brett Wilkinson's father and mother who were in a car accident, for Jade and Levi who are recovering, for Ryan, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Mike, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Beloved guests, I would ask that, since I didn't get to meet with many of you, that you please read the front inside page of your bulletin if you'd like to come up for communion. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, in and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By faith, the saints of old held fast to your promise of things hoped for, though yet not seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us who now walk by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink this holy supper of your Son's body and blood, and in the union of his mystical body, the Church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, and Elijah, and Jeremiah, and all the faithful prophets, the blessed apostles and evangelists, the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory who fought the good fight of the faith before us. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in my remembrance. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Take, eat the body of Christ given for you, and take, drink his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
Christ given for you. May each body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul. He has set you free unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Stand for the Nunc Dimittis.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this mystery. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
We may be seated for our closing hymn, 601, All Who Believe and Are Baptized.